Welcome to the Talking Small Biz podcast, where we talk about the stuff entrepreneurs don't want to talk about, but we do.
What's up, guys? Before we get into today's podcast, first, we got to pay some bills.
Live streaming has definitely become one of the go-to services for videographers, and I highly recommend checking out eCamm. It has made my process so much simpler with many features that will make your live stream rich. Check out the link in the description if you're interested in using eCamm with a 14-day free trial. Hey, producer Josh here. This is just a heads up. We're pulling from the archives for this episode. We rebranded Talking Small Biz. It used to be Dothan Biz Talk Show, but we rebranded to this current one. But we wanted to pull this conversation in that we had with SunSouth Bank, and this conversation is definitely worth listening to because of just the valuable knowledge that SunSouth and Chris Harrell and his team over at SunSouth provides. Even if you're not in our local area, this is going to be information that is definitely going to be valuable for your business. So sit back, enjoy, and thanks for listening to this again. If you have listened to it in the past, but if this is a new conversation for you, you're definitely going to get a nice bit of information in this podcast.
Now, today we're in a little bit different of a setting. It's actually probably the nicest setting we've had with the show. We are at SunSouth Bank. We have Mark here and Chris. Chris is actually my banker. He handles some of my business account. Oh, can you say that? Oh, it's already live. here we go. It's okay. Part of Pathfinder Digital Marketing, my company, some of you know, follow us. Chris helps me along and definitely has been a help lately with the COVID stuff, with my stuff here. And Bane's here with us too as well, as usual. And you are also a client, correct?
Yeah, it's actually one of your, he was one of the recommendations that sent us over to you guys, so that helped out. We put out one of those Facebook statuses, like, one of those questions, like, you know, best commercial banking experience and all that kind of stuff, and SunSouth came up quite a bit, so.
Good. Well, that's good to hear.
We took a chance, and we've been pretty happy so far. Actually, we just got finished working with Chris, purchasing a new commercial space last week, so that was exciting news for the Evergreen side of stuff. So,
yeah, absolutely. Make sure you guys follow Evergreen so you see the process of that going. He's already started ripping some stuff out. You went live yesterday for a while, right, with your kids?
Yeah, I just did a little tour just to show the before kind of stuff, so that way we can go back and look at it and see the before and after once the opera is done.
Yes, there's a guy I follow. He's the angry cop. He's a drill sergeant, and his content is all like life of a soldier of a drill sergeant. But he just bought a house, and so he created a whole new series. I'm not gonna say what it's called, but I don't know if I can say it's this old crack house. And it's him cleaning out the house and turning it into a home. It's the first home he bought. So you should do the same thing. I think you know what you should call it, but you can become a series now.
A little bit different, yeah.
But with that, I'd love to turn it over. Chris and Mark have some pretty awesome stuff to talk about, primarily small business related. They themselves, you are a small business here in Dothan as well, correct?
Yeah, exactly.
This is only SunSouth Bank, correct?
In Dothan.
In
Clio.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Clio is where we were founded, and they moved the charter here in the early 2000s. But we've been here for 20 years now.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, I'm going to turn the time over to them and let them talk about how the importance of, well, money is, I guess, important in businesses.
Absolutely.
Sometimes I feel like a nonprofit organization, and sometimes I feel like a profitable organization.
That's good. Thank you all for your business. And really, the referrals is our best source of business. A warm referral from an existing customer. Yeah. It's great.
We don't advertise much at all, to be honest, but a lot of this stuff comes from referrals. So,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's good to know trusted reviews, basically.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Thanks. Sorry.
You're fine. Yes, thank you for working with us. But I'm Chris Harrelson. I'm the manager of our Dothan office here. Specialize in small business lending. This is Mark O'Meary. He's our president of commercial banking here at SunSouth and heads up the lenders on this half of the building. I guess the first thing we want to talk about is, how do you prepare yourself for coming into the bank and, asking for financing? That sounds like a good place to start.
Yeah, because banks can be, basically be an intimidating, scary thing. It was for me when I first started, when I first went into business.
Yep.
Not knowing what to expect or what to walk into.
Sure.
Exactly.
Yeah, and businesses and lending to businesses is a serious thing and something that there's a lot of different facets to it. But I guess the number one thing starting out would be to know your purpose and know what you need. You know, we have people that walk in here, and when they start the conversation with, I just want to see how much I can borrow. You know, that's a tough conversation to have, because when you come into a bank, you know, we expect that you'll know, you know, I need to borrow, and we'll be fixing this mask the whole time.
Yeah, we're trying to be.
Yeah, we're spread out. We got the masks going on, so we'll work with that. But you know, we expect people to say, hey, I need to borrow X amount so that I can purchase Y, you know, whether that's a piece of equipment or a building, so that I can Z. You know, I need to borrow $100,000 to buy this building because our operations are expanding and this is going to allow us to add a new product line. Or I need this piece of equipment to build this income stream for my business. That's where you want to start that conversation. So know what you need coming in.
Perfect.
Yep. If you are an established business, you know, have your financials in order, have all of your financial statements and things, your tax returns, that kind of stuff. Cause we're going to need to look at it. We're going to need to see, hey, you have a business that is capable of paying back whatever you borrow from us. So that's number one. If you are,
and along those lines, you know, with the recent PPP program, you know, we had some businesses that were not quite prepared,
yeah,
really missed out on the opportunity.
Yep.
And yeah, having your ducks in a row financially is financial statements, tax returns, and such is vitally important.
It's big. Yeah, we know your business is making money. We know that you know your business is making money, but we have to see that you can pay whatever we loan back. And if you're a new business, have your projections, have your business plan. You know, if you're not established and you have, you know, so many months of income, let's see that. Let's see your internal reports, anything you have from your accountant, and then what your plan is for building the business going forward. You know, everybody, when they start a business, they say, hey, I've got this great idea and this is how I'm going to make money. Well, translate that for us. Show us how your business is going to make money, because we've got to get inside your head and see, you know, what the vision is. And then look at, you know, can this realistically happen before we put money into it?
And it's difficult to do startup businesses, yep, and finance startup businesses, but it's not impossible.
No.
Mm-hmm.
So. No, and there's a number of resources that we'll cover later on,
yeah,
especially here in Denver.
Yeah, exactly.
That we've got some really good resources. Have realistic expectations. people come in and they think that 100% financing is, you know, I've got really good credit. I want 100% of this deal. And I want you to get 100% of this new piece of equipment or 100% of this building. And that doesn't happen frequently. That would be uncommon to do that kind of thing. So you're going to have some level, varying level, depending on what you're purchasing or what type of industry you're in or financially how strong you are, varying levels of equity in this. So you're going to have some cash in a deal. And that's going to vary, like I said, depending on the request.
Interesting.
Yep.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. You know, your personal credit is going to be a factor. The vast majority of all loans, especially in the small business or commercial arena, you're going to have a personal guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
So when you come in the bank and say, my business wants to borrow to buy these assets or to do, you know, we need a line of credit for working capital, whatever, you know, we're going to expect that you step up to the plate and say, yes, and I will guarantee that this is getting paid. So as part of that personal guarantee, we're going to evaluate your personal credit worthiness. You know, Tony says, Pathfinder Digital Marketing is good for this, and I'm going to guarantee that. So have your personal credit and finances in order. Can't be looking crazy. Mm-hmm. You know, before you make that request, do some work ahead of time if you need to.
Yeah, get it in order.
Yep, get it in order. And then understand that loan terms are going to vary based on the transaction. You know, a large piece of industrial machinery, you know, some of the stuff that we see on 84 working, uh-huh, you know, that stuff has a life of maybe, you know, 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be reasonable to finance something for that long. But, you know, if we're talking computers or cameras or something of that nature, those are obsolete in 3 or 4 years. Right. You know, new technology has replaced that. So yeah. The loan terms, your period of time you can pay those things back are gonna be relevant. That they're gonna be related.
And that's to the borrower's benefit too.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You don't want to be upside down or owe more than the piece of equipment's worth.
Absolutely not. We don't want to put you in that position.
Still paid for it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Definitely. And then specifically for new businesses, don't quit your day job. And not because you don't have a wonderful idea. We love to see businesses take off. That's one of my personal favorite things is seeing a young fledgling business take off and provide mm-hmm. a great service to the community and see somebody go from, you know, a 9 to 5 to working their dream, making that happen. That's the coolest thing about my job. But until you see that your income can really be replaced by that dream, until you can realize that, have some historical evidence mm-hmm. to support that, keep working. You know, we love hearing, yeah, hey, this is what I'm trying to do. This is where I want to be in 5 years. Here's where I am now, and I'm going to keep doing this until mm-hmm. I'm making enough money that I can do this full time. Right. I'm going to keep my current job and keep that revenue that I know that I've got. We love to hear that, especially mm-hmm. with startups. We really do.
And it's good when they're able to stop that day job.
That's really exciting. And most of your advisors and things mm-hmm. are going to tell you the same thing.
Yes.
You know, keep it going until you know that you have a solid client base, you have a viable product, mm-hmm. that this it's going to work in this market. Because there's a lot of risks in startups. Right. So those are your that's your basic stuff mm-hmm. for coming to the bank. You know your purpose, have your financials in order, understand that loan terms and guarantees are going to vary. And don't quit your day job if you're a startup. keep that income. You're going to miss it when you get out on your own 100%.
But yeah, starting out it is difficult. If you're starting a business, I mean, we've seen customers who slept in their warehouse.
Yep.
You know, it's typical for
I slept in my office.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly.
I have a couch. It's comfortable.
Yeah, there you go.
It's that hustle, is that grind.
Yeah, it is. But once you get out of that, it's very satisfying and gratifying. It's good for us. I mean, we love to see that.
Yeah, we love seeing that. You got any questions on any of that stuff?
I was just going to reiterate on the...
Is your office comfortable? Your new office now?
Not yet. Not yet. It's going to take some work to get that there. But so I remember the transition time when I was to the point where I was working a, you know, 8 to 5 Monday through Friday job, full-time. And then basically doing full-time work for the Evergreen side of stuff too, it is hard. It is like a lot of hours and stuff like that. But like you said, having that, the money put aside to where like if you had no other business coming in, you're still supported.
Yep.
That's right.
And able to not go bankrupt or like lose your house or whatever it is.
Still eat
and provide for your family and stuff. So, but I mean, I remember that transition period. It was like only 3 years ago. So.
Yep.
You know, Evergreen's still a pretty relatively new company too. But yeah, like that was like probably one of the biggest pieces of advice that I saw from other entrepreneurs and other businesses and stuff like that. I was like, yeah, you're like motivated to quit that 9 to 5.
Yep.
Even if you have a great job there, it's just like, keep it going for as long as you can.
Yep.
Yeah.
But I remember getting to that point where I was like,
It's tough. It's just time.
So, but once I was able to put in that notice, like we were ready, and I was able to hit the ground running without missing a beat. But if I didn't take that advice and was premature to it, like it would have been pretty tough on a lot of stuff.
And I'll tell you, years of working with business owners directly, that level of determination to put in that grind to get to that point where you can quit your job, which is not easy to do.
No.
That kind of determination is one of the characteristics of somebody who we see as a successful entrepreneur. And people that are running established businesses you know, here in town that have been here 10, 15, 20 years, they did that same grind and they have that same kind of character and determination.
Right.
So it's a characteristic of an entrepreneur. That's just
Harry Greer wouldn't let me quit my job until it matched my income for 90 days.
Yeah, okay.
That's great.
He wouldn't let me quit my job.
I knew that. You told me that. I just wanted to reinforce what he told you.
Oh,
he
was gosh.
He's right. I mean, and some people will jump off the deep end and get lucky and hit it and poof, but you know, more often than not, there's going to be some stumbling blocks. But
and I just had a meeting with my CPA/lawyer Cam Metcalf. And he literally has the next, because the first year is hard and the first 5 years of the small business is very difficult.
Yeah.
So he literally has
the next 3 years planned out for me. Like, we're doing this, this, and this. Like, bam, bam, bam. Yeah. So it's very interesting to have seen, because I wouldn't label, even though Cam and Harry told me, oh, you're successful, right? I wouldn't label myself successful yet, in my eyes, until I meet certain goals.
Yep.
But in hindsight, I look at my company's analytics. I have 120 clients in 14 different time zones.
Yep.
Wow. I basically have an international marketing company that I run by myself. And the cool thing is, with the team that I have set up, I can double my workload and be comfortable.
Right.
And it's just Cam was laying that out, like, this is your plan moving forward for the next 3 years of the company until we get out of that 5 year stretch. Then it's like, you're good, let's keep going.
Right.
But right now I still have to be careful. One wrong move with my company, that's it.
Yep. And that kind of leads us to our next bit, is the resources that we talked about. And one of those is find a good accountant.
Yeah.
Find a good accountant that's gonna spend time with you, know your business. Understand the cycle of where you are in it, and advise, not just processing your tax return necessarily, but giving you proactive advice for your business, because they'll oftentimes identify things that we can help with. You know, hey, you need to do X, Y, Z, and go talk to Chris over there. He's gonna set up the necessary financing for these things. They're masterminds. Find a good local accountant. That's one of the resources.
And a consultant's good too. I mean, it's in mentors.
Oh gosh, yes, absolutely. Yeah, we have some really great business mentors in here in Dothan. And Dothan has a great business community. You know, find somebody, and a great way to do that is through the Chamber of Commerce.
Right.
You know, we're lucky to have a 5-star Chamber of Commerce in Dothan. The Dothan Area Chamber of Commerce is one of the best investments you can make.
Where is the Chamber of Commerce here, Chris?
Chamber of Commerce. I will tell you, the Chamber of Commerce is located right next to our main and corporate office off Jamestown Boulevard and Main Street in Dothan. We share a parking lot with the Chamber, so when you go to the Chamber and you sign up and you get your new member packet and your stickers and you meet Hayden and all those wonderful people, walk across the street and come over here to Sun South and see us. We're right there.
And open up an account.
Yeah. Well, we'd love to have you. We really would. But the Chamber of Commerce is excellent. They have, you know, they just a wealth of knowledge with guys like Steve Chakowski there. The networking opportunities, you know, we all met through the Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, great.
The leads groups, the opportunities to meet and participate in networking events outside of that. The stuff that they mail out, you know, when Governor Ivey extended the mask order today, that was the first notification I had, was from the Chamber here's what's going on.
Yeah, as far as that kind of stuff, like, I kind of fall back on what they provide, because, I knew KIB went live today, but I was like, one, the live feed was in and out, but two, I'm like, I was trying to do all this stuff, getting ready to go out the door, but then, like, as soon as the stream is done, basically, we had the upfront information right away.
And one of the things, you know, people, members of the Dothan Chamber of Commerce are, for the most part, very active. And the motto is to always buy chamber. So when I go as a member of the chamber, I'm looking when I go into business, is this a chamber member? And that does dictate some of the purchasing decisions. So chamber members like to do business with other chamber members. It's a very supportive environment. So if you are a business owner and you're not a member of the Dothan Chamber, check them out. It's absolutely worth the investment.
And they've had great information with the government programs we've had over the last year with PPP, IOL, and all of those. They've been a great resource for helping that too.
Yep. And we've got other really good local resources if you're needing capital for your business. We have the Southeast Alabama Regional Planning and Development Commission, which is the longest name for an organization. But they're great people. They do a really good job providing capital in Dothan and the surrounding areas. And they've got a couple different programs. So I would encourage you know, a business owner to reach out to them. You know, we often will work with them in support of a request that we're doing. They can kind of come in and provide a little extra oomph to a new business. Get them in the door.
Especially new business.
Especially new business. The Troy University Small Business Development Center.
Yeah.
They're good. Wonderful people. They're
sorely underused.
They're sorely underused. They come down to Dothan on a routine schedule, and I think they've even maintained that due to COVID.
They were a great resource early on with that too.
Yep, a lot of really good information. They'll oftentimes have SBA information before we will, but they'll help with anything from, you know, is this a feasible business? You know, projections, business plans. Looking at somebody and saying that's a terrible idea, you know, or hey, that's a wonderful idea, and here's how we can put that on paper.
Yeah.
You know, somebody comes to the bank right away and says, here's my idea, and they have no business plan or anything, I send them straight to the SBDC because they do such a really good job. And they know what we want. They know what we are looking for and how to put your business idea on paper and get it to us in a way that we can understand and work with. And then I guess the last
local talk resource. About accountants.
Yeah, talk about accountants, covered that. The last resource would be find a banker.
We've got a ton
of really good banks here in Dothan. I'm obviously kind of biased with the Sun South, but we really are. We're a really good institution. We are a community bank, and being a community bank, and the fact that our board, our president, and all our employees are here in Dothan, this is where we make decisions. So a lot of,
not to toot your horn, but you weren't the first bank I went to.
Okay.
So, because you and I had a discussion before, right. But you were the only small bank that reached out to me.
Yeah.
Because when I knew I had to make that step to open up my next two accounts for my next ventures are happening, you're the only one that reached out to me.
Yeah. Horn tooted.
I've only had two. I've had one bank where my primary accounts are at, and then for my other ventures and for my taxes and whatnot, you're handling that stuff.
Yeah.
And you were, I was just chit-chatting about it and didn't talk to my mind, but you were the only one that reached out to me. That's because I was turned away from a local bank here when I wanted to start my company.
Yeah.
Because I had less than $1,000 to my name.
Yeah.
So I was a little put off by it, but you were the only one that actually reached out to me.
Well, good. And in small businesses, you know, we, as a community bank, we see the impact here in Dothan. You know, we have a vested interest in helping small businesses in Dothan and the surrounding area succeed, because we get to see those products and services and the businesses pop up and the income and the jobs that are generated. And we love to see that.
Find a banker that you can.
Yeah. Find a banker, somebody who's gonna know you by name, somebody you can call, you can text when you need help, not a 1-800 number, and somewhere that they can go and make decisions. You know, when a loan request comes into our bank, you know, we sit down and go through it. It's not tapping a computer and it goes off to a wizard. Mark and I sit down and talk about it. Hey, this is what we've got going on, and here's why we need to do this. And he and I make the decision, and it's done. So finding somebody that can work with you on a one-to-one basis is extremely important. A lot of the larger national banks, the decision-making is going to be centralized. And it's tough to find somebody when you need something. And they've got wonderful products. And
there's a place for all of us.
There's a place for them. But for small businesses, find a community bank.
Good.
Find a community bank. Absolutely. And then that's all I've got for the live cast. For
sure. No, that's great. That's
awesome.
If people want to reach out to you, Chris, how do they get hold of you?
Chris Harrelson, I am at the main location next to the Chamber of Commerce. Share a parking lot with them, Jamestown in 84. My direct line is 334-836-4105, or they can email me at charrelson@sunsouth.com, which is charrelson@sunsouthbank.com.
And Mark,
I am 836-3213, area code 334, and my email address is mOmary, mOmary, without the apostrophe, @sunsouthbank.com.
Real quick, when people come in, primarily, I guess they're going to see Chris first before they see you.
Probably so.
Probably.
But you guys, either way.
Okay.
It's fine.
But you guys work together as a duo to decide, you know, is this something we're going about?
Absolutely.
How?
And there's nothing, you know, there's no substitute for meeting the potential customer, the potential borrower, and viewing their business, you know, whether it's a factory tour or whatever it may be. We want to be involved and we want to see the businesses.
When it comes down to it, making the hard decisions, there's always hard decisions in making and building a business, and on your side as well, because you're a business too.
We are.
Yeah.
How do you
how should a client take a denial then? Because being approved is great. Well, that's what you saw. But I'm sure it happens. Sure. Yeah. And so that's something small businesses need to be aware of, because there might be someone with this idea and the SBDC or whoever they talk to say, hey, maybe we need to wait to see the proof of concept for move on. And that was the thing with me. I had to wait until I was shown a proof of concept before Harry was like, all right, this is the next step type of situation. It wasn't just like, let's just do it. There were steps in place.
So how should somebody handle a decline?
A decline.
I was told once that it's not the loan that you do make, but it's a loan it's not the loan that you don't make, but it's a loan that you do make is the one that you end up regretting. So if we decline a loan, it's because we have exhausted all the resources that we have to make it viable, to ensure that we know that we're going to get payback. So we're often going to provide, reasons, hey, this is why we can't do this right now. Or here's what you need to work on. Here's what we need to see first. Here's where you need to be financially. So understand that if you get a decline, it's a good thing for you, because there's some type of a problem that could lead to you having some serious, some debt issues in the future. We want to make loans. We want to see businesses succeed but there's something there that we need to address.
Yeah, there's really there's nothing worse than just saying no.
Yeah, no.
See you later.
No.
Yeah. we're not going to do that. I mean, if we can't do it, we're going to say, hey, here's why we can't do it, and if these things change in the next X number of months, hey, I think we'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
Something along those lines. But we always want to give somebody, some advice on this is why we couldn't do it, and this is where we think, we would like to see you, in some point in the future where we can make the loan.
And I've had clients that have taken that and
come back,
and say, hey, you want me to do this, this, and this, and it's done. And then they go on and they do great things.
Yeah.
So we're going to give you more than just
a. And that goes back to that motivation that you're talking about with entrepreneurs. It's like, okay, you got to climb. You told me what to do. I did it. Yeah. That's going to show you guys that determination.
Oh, too. Absolutely.
Exactly. Yeah.
100%.
That's true.
But know that we're going to give you something to actionable to work on.
I like that.
Come back with.
I would say, like, on a more national scale, you'll probably just get a hard no.
And you get a letter or something. And that can be tough.
Yeah, and that is tough.
Mm-hmm. So, we don't want that. Do you guys have any of this information available online or anything like that, or is there a way that we could get that from you, so in case someone wants to look at it?
We have a website, www.sunsouthbank.com, mm-hmm. that has some information on our business lending, but there's really no substitute, because business is so varied. Mm-hmm. Everybody's industry and their business is going to be unique. I would say call us. Call us and come in. We would love to sit down with you, talk about your business, learn about what you're doing, and see how we could be a value to help you. There's no substitute for coming in and having that conversation.
For sure.
Our lobbies are closed now, but we will see people. Just give us a call, email, and we'll set up a meeting where we can be socially distanced and appropriate, but we still can carry on business for sure.
Nice.
Fantastic.
Sure.
I forgot to mention any announcements or anything that I can think of.
I don't think there's any announcements. We're past a lot of event kind of stuff, but
there are stuff coming in for next year. For I know the city in Dothan and downtown Dothan, they have events coming up, so stay tuned for that stuff.
But
how was the Christmas thing? Do you know? I missed it.
I was working.
Okay.
From what I
did,
from
you
what
guys do the Dothan downtown party Christmas? I need to ask Michael then. We need to talk to Michael.
I did talk to some of the people that put it on. They said it was a good turnout.
It's good. It's busy.
Correct.
Fantastic. Well, guys, if you are a small business and you're looking for, is capital the right way to say it?
Yeah, capital or
a loan?
A place to safely get or store your money.
Yes. Make sure to reach out to Chris here at Southern South Bank. And I guess until next week, we'll meet next week. Yeah, everything should be fine next week. We'll talk to you guys then. Mm-hmm.